Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend is a great excuse to soak in Nevada County foothills and enrich your mind with the wonders of Mother Nature. The Wild and Scenic Film Festival kicks off Thursday and runs through the holiday weekend to Monday. The festival is produced by CIRCLE, that is the South Yuba River Citizens League, and proceeds help fund conservation projects to protect and restore the Yuba River watershed. Joining us is Livia Campos de Meneses, the festival director of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us here.
You know, this is the 22nd year the Wild and Scenic Film Festival is taking place. I'd love to just go back to year one. How did this all come about?
So yeah, as you mentioned, the festival is produced by the South Yuba River Citizens League, CIRCLE, which is a nonprofit organization founded in the 80s to protect the Yuba River watershed. And when they won protection for 39 miles of the South Yuba River under California's Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, they decided to create an event to celebrate. And this event became Wild and Scenic, and we've been happening for 22 years now.
The lineup and just the amount of activities that people can take in, it is very impressive. I mean, this festival is going 4 days, and it's not only films, you have other activities as well. If someone's going to the Wild and Scenic Film Festival for the first time, how do you recommend they navigate experiencing this? Because it's a lot of fun, but I could also imagine it's pretty overwhelming. I saw the itinerary.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. We have a lot of things happening starting on Thursday. And I think that Thursday is a great day to go to Sierra College, which is a new venue for us. And we'll have a session called Sneak Peek. So if this is your first time, you have no idea what the Wild and Scenic Film Festival is about, I recommend watching this session. We'll have films, family-friendly films about wildlife, adventure, environmental justice. And it's a great way to see what all the sessions are about. And of course, if you don't know if you are wanting to pay for a session, go to the media lounge. A lot of the filmmakers coming to the festival will be interviewed, so you can learn more about their films, about them, and then deciding which session you would like to check out.
And there are pieces of art and really creativity of all mediums for all ages. You actually have specific programming for kids. If people have a family, what should they know about this weekend?
Yeah, we do have some special programming for kids. On Thursday evening, there is one of my favorite sessions at the film festival, the 3D family-friendly films happening at the Laurel Theater in Grass Valley. Our Wild Child session happens on Saturday morning, also at the Laurel Theater. And we do have two youth workshops happening on Saturday afternoon, one in Nevada City and one in Grass Valley. And like I mentioned, we have a lot of sessions that are family friendly. So our wildlife sessions, for example, they are great ones to bring your kids to the movies. Mm.
And Nevada City and Grass Valley, I mean, they're relatively small towns and cities. They're incredibly charming in the foothills. You also have some transportation because Grass Valley and Nevada City are pretty close, but I can only imagine the influx of people you have over this film festival. Traffic can be a little bit of a headache.
You're right. We'll have a shuttle running from Friday to Tuesday, and people can check more about the schedule online. But the idea is to make sure that people can park their cars maybe in the beginning of the day and just use the shuttle if they want to attend a session in Nevada City or Grass Valley, depending where they parked.
What does a festival like this add to Nevada City and Grass Valley? I mean, I would imagine you have thousands and thousands of people who are going to be showing up.
Yeah, we have decided to have this festival in the winter time, also because it's a slow period of time for the businesses around here. So the idea is to bring a lot of business to our shops, our restaurants, and also expose the beauty of Nevada City, the Yuba River, to people who might never heard about us before. We are such a very special Gold Rush Town here in California. So we will make sure that people learn more about us.
What goes into selecting films that are going to be featured at this festival?
So it's a lot of work, as you can imagine. For this year, we reviewed around 500 films to select the official films playing at the festival. Our theme this year is real action. So when creating the programs, we were looking for uplifting stories which showed challenges, but also provided solutions for what we have all been dealing with as human beings. The theme also pays homage to our tagline, where activism gets inspired. And we believe that film and art can drive change. So real, as in film real, is a way to reinforce that the power of watching something together and getting ideas to take action and improve our communities.
As I mentioned, this film festival is put on by Circle, that's the South Yuba River Citizens League, and proceeds from this festival helped really fund conservation projects to restore and protect the Yuba River watershed. If someone hasn't experienced the Yuba River watershed, can you tell us what makes it so beautiful, beautiful to protect and restore?
No. I mean, I'm certainly biased. I've been living here for a while, and this is really special for us. But yeah, it's a pristine river, and in the summertime, people can definitely enjoy as if they were going to the beach. A lot of things happening, and in the wintertime is also go for a hike. Yeah, like I said, the river is protected, so we don't have to here in the South Yuba River Citizens League. So it's a walk in nature, and people can experience that.
Yeah, I love the South Fork of the Yuba River. You can totally appreciate why it's a wild and scenic river in this state. Finally, in the last 30 seconds or so that we have, I remember when you've joined us in the past. I mean, this was obviously during the pandemic, and like a lot of organizations, you know, you had to pivot and you had to make it more accessible to people without physically being together. Do you still have a virtual component for this year's festival?
Yeah, if there's a good thing about the pandemic is that many festivals now offer a virtual component. So those who travel to be here can also participate. Our virtual festival starts on the 15th and will run until the 25th. So even if you attended the festival in person but couldn't catch a film because it played just once or the session was sold out, there could be a chance to watch it at home.
Oh, that's exciting. So you're not missing out on much. You get a few more days to actually enjoy everything that's available at the film festival.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Livia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much again for having us, Vicky. I hope you can make it to the festival.
It sounds amazing. Livia Campos de Meneses is the festival director of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. It's going to take place February 15th to the 19th. That's Thursday to Monday in Nevada County. And this film festival is produced by the South Yuba River Citizens League. The nonprofit helps to raise money for conservation projects to protect and restore the Yuba River watershed. And a note, Cap Radio is a sponsor of the Wild and Scenic Festival. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can communicate with us. Send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.